Now that we have a file share set up, we want to create some backup policies that will keep the data protected. And in the case we need to do a restore in another location or retrieve a file, we can do that using a combination of backups. The way we set the policy for this is go back to the Microsoft Azure portal, and we'll click on the appliance that we want to create a backup policy for, and you'll see the menu item at the top saying backup policies. I'll go ahead and click on add, and that will bring up the wizard. Let me go ahead and define a new policy. This one I will call daily local snapshot. And you can select the different volumes that you have available to you. I just have the one here now. If you had multiple volumes, you could include those in the backup. Now, the next screen will give you some additional settings, and I can choose what type of a backup this will be. So in this case, I'm going to do a local snapshot. I could choose cloud snapshot. And I can create different backup policies that include some local, some cloud, and on different schedules. And you'll see how that comes into play, depending on what type you want to create. So if we create a cloud backup and we want to actually retrieve a file or clone a volume or bring up an appliance in another data center, we would use a cloud snapshot. If I want fast recovery, then I can do a local snapshot. How often do I want to back this up? I'm going to back this up every single day and retain them for 32 days, which means that I'll have 32 instances of this backup on my machine, then it'll start to delete that next one after that. When do I want to begin this? I'll just begin it now. Make sure that's enabled, and then I will go ahead and click on the check. And what that will do is that will go out and that will create this policy, and it will put it in my list of backup policies for my device. Now we can see that it has appeared in the list here, and if I need to change any of the settings for that, then I can just click on the name and I can go back into it and change anything I need to. But in this case, what I'll do is I'll show you a way too. If I just highlight that daily local snapshot, you'll see at the bottom there is a take backup. And if I click on that, I'm going to just say take a local snapshot immediately. So in this case, what this allows me to do is do a manual backup. So these will be running on a schedule, which they'll perform. But if I need to do a backup immediately right now, I can just choose take backup and what type of backup that is. Now let's make sure that that is actually taking place. So if I go back to my main service, you can see here that there is a jobs tab. If I click on the jobs tab, this will go out and search and bring up the list of the different jobs that are taking place currently or have taken place. And you'll see here right at the top, we have a manual backup completed, daily local snapshot, and that finished correctly. So you can monitor the status of these jobs, and you can see what has taken place in the past as well. And you can create any combination of policies that you need to protect your data in the right way, weekly, daily, yearly backups, a retention period, and then you can also just manually trigger a backup in case you need to do that.